Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're joined by Knoxville Chamber of Commerce Board President Annie Leonard to talk about the Living Windows and Lighted Parade coming up later on this month. Now, Annie, this is a big tradition here in Knoxville. Tell us, how did this tradition start, and what are some of the features of this tradition?
Well, this is a nearly 30-year-old tradition here in Knoxville, and it was originally begun by one of the business women here in town, Teresa Mott. And she started it as a way to showcase her dancers, and then it has grown from there into a community-wide celebration. So now, today, it is a joint effort between the Mentor Study Club and the Knoxville Chamber of Commerce and all of the businesses and service organizations who fill the Living Windows. So that's kind of how it got started, and it's the most wonderful way for the whole community to come out and meet and greet each other and get in the spirit of the holidays and just kind of kick off the whole season.
Now, with this season, what is the theme for this year, and what are some things that people can expect when they go ahead and they see this year's Living Windows and the Lighted Parade?
Well, this year's theme is Christmas Around the World, and so each one of the Living Window displays is going to interpret that in their own way, so I'm excited to see how everybody comes up with. We don't know. It's a little bit of a secret until the night of. A lot of people keep those plans pretty close. So it should be an international display. It should be a lot of fun.
Along with the Living Windows, a lot of businesses have different events that are going on within their own businesses. Is that correct?
Many of them do. A lot of people offer snacks or hot cider, hot cocoa, that kind of a thing. Some of the merchants have specials that they're running on the night of Living Windows. And many businesses have actual performances going on inside. So, for example, at Wells Fargo, the Knoxville High School Band will be performing. Carolers will be around. There's also some fun things happening outside around the square. For example, we'll have carriage rides that you can get in, a horse-drawn carriage ride. Santa Claus will be brought in by the fire department at the beginning of the evening, and Mr. and Mrs. Claus will be at the Grand Theater welcoming children, so it'll be an early appearance of the jolly old man. And also, Will Prather will be continuing his longtime tradition of roasting chestnuts, so you can have a little bit of taste of yesteryear with roasted chestnuts. Another fun element will be Ernie Smith will be on hand with his rides for kids, so all the fun stuff is going to be out this year.
Now, there's also going to be the Lighted Parade that's going to be following. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. Well, first of all, the Living Windows itself is going to begin at 5:30, and it runs until 7:30, which is when the Lighted Parade begins. So the Lighted Parade is just kind of what it sounds like. It'll be a parade coming east down Main Street. It'll head south on 3rd and then west again on Robinson. So the formerly traditional route, we've done it a little bit differently in recent years, but we're going back around the square by popular demand. And lots of entries in this year's parade, and they'll all have lights on them, so in the darkness they'll really stand out, and they will also be working with the theme of Christmas Around the World. So that should be a lot of fun to stick around and cap off the evening with the lighted parade.
Now, what else would you like our listeners to know in regards to the Living Windows Lighted Parade event, and where can people find out more information?
Well, I'd like to say that this is a really great opportunity for the community to come together. We all get so busy with our lives, and we don't spend a lot of face-to-face time, and so this is a really wonderful evening to come out and see everybody and see all the service organizations that have been working hard and just having fun. Nobody's trying to raise money. It's just come out and enjoy yourself. And if you would like more information, I think they're, by the way, also still taking entries for the Lighted Parade. Please call Mary at the Chamber of Commerce, and her number is 641-828-7555.
And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest, Knoxville Chamber of Commerce Board President Annie Leonard, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.